Moncrief on News Talk
with the Dacia Duster. Shockingly affordable, and now with 3 months deferred payments too.
Under EU regulations, all animals must be stunned before slaughter. But there is a religious exemption from this to accommodate Muslim and Jewish religious practices, mostly. Yet some European countries have banned this exemption, so should Ireland do the same? Veterinary Ireland thinks it should. Sheikh Umar Al-Qadri is chair of the Muslim Peace and Integration Council, and he joins us now on News Talk. Umar, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. It's the Irish Muslim Peace and Integration Council, not just the Muslim, by the way.
Right, okay. And so does an animal being stunned, does that make any difference as to whether it's halal or not?
According to all international halal standards, if animals are stunned prior to slaughtering, and the stunning only causes unconsciousness, and obviously also minimizes the suffering and the pain of the animal, then such animals that are stunned and slaughtered by a Muslim slaughterman can be classified as halal.
Right, okay, so as long as the animal isn't killed by the stunning, then it's not really an issue.
Exactly, so as long as the animal is not killed because of the stunning, then it's not an issue at all. But this is what international halal standards state. However, at the same time, within the Muslim community, there are also a percentage of Muslims, certain Muslims, that are quite, you know, conservative. I would say they have a different opinion, and they would say that stunning is not allowed. And the reason for that is because they understand stunning to be stunned to kill. Their understanding is that stunning causes the animal to die. But obviously, most of these people have never stepped into a slaughterhouse and haven't seen the stunning taking place. And they do not know about the process and the procedure of stunning, and that's why they come to this conclusion. But the majority, as I said, and in fact all international halal standards, whether it is the Malaysian JAKIM standard, the UAE standard, the standard of the Organization of Islamic Countries, OIC, all these standards allow for stunning to take place, provided that the following condition is met. Firstly, the animal should not be killed because of the stunning. And secondly, the animal should be able to, you should be able to revive the animal. If after unconsciousness you do not slaughter the animal should be able to revive itself. So these are two main conditions for it.
Right, okay. And is there any evidence that stunning does kill animals?
Well, that obviously depends on a number of factors. Stunning absolutely can kill animals. It depends on the voltage used. It depends on the size of the animal. So there are a number of factors that actually, play a role into the effect of stunning, whether the effect is that the animal, is killed through it, or whether the animal only becomes unconscious. So I think that's a totally different thing. It depends on the size of the animal, the voltage, and the type of stunning. You know, there are various different types of stunning that are given in the meat industry to animals.
Yeah, I think Veterinary Ireland's position, though, and, they are veterinary doctors, so one assumes they'd know, seems to be that it doesn't kill animals.
Sorry, Veterinary Ireland's position is that it does not kill the animals?
Yeah, the stunning.
Yes, and that is exactly we argue, and what we're saying, that that is right. It shouldn't kill the animal. It should only cause it unconsciousness, so it doesn't feel anything. That is the main thing. And if the animal is killed because of stunning, then it becomes not halal. And I think the position regarding this is that we have no issue with stunning. I mean, our religion, Islam, and also the Jewish religion, Judaism, in both religions, Abrahamic religions, you find the importance of animal rights. You find the importance of that, meat can be consumed, moderately, very balanced. And at the same time, when an animal is slaughtered for this purpose, there should be, as minimum suffering as possible. So it should be done in a manner that causes least pain as possible. And if stunning is providing that, I think from particularly the Islamic perspective, as I said, most international halal standards have no issue with stunning.
Right. Okay. And so, yes, because it would be a bit of a contradiction otherwise. Now, as I'm sure you know, many European countries have banned the derogation on stunning. So if it happened in Ireland, do you think it would be much of an issue, really, for the Muslim community here?
I think we have to really put this into context. The countries that have banned religious or ritual slaughter, so slaughtering without stunning, are those countries that have a very anti-Semitic and Islamophobic society. These are countries where the hijab is banned. Some countries' niqabs are banned. There are discussions about, how Islam seems to be a problem. 60, 70 years ago in those countries, the discussion was how Jews are a problem. So I think we have to really put it into context. The countries that have chosen to not grant religious freedom to the Jewish and the Muslim communities are countries with rhetoric in their politics that is very problematic. I don't think Ireland should follow the same step. I don't think Ireland should follow that because, that wouldn't make sense for Ireland to follow. And there are many, many other countries that for whom religious freedom is extremely important and significant. And they do understand that the issue is not animal welfare. The issue has to do, it's more to do with, people's having issues with someone's religion.
Mm. So do you think then Veterinary Ireland are really a secret Islamophobic and anti-Semitic organization just pretending to care about animals? Seriously?
No, absolutely not. I mean, Veterinary Ireland is obviously, an organization of qualified, vets. But we have to really be very fair because the position that they have provided and the argument that they provided is kind of very flawed, in my opinion. The reason for that is because they quoted one particular study, the 2009 study of Massey University in New Zealand, which analyzed brain signals. And the study suggested that calves, they feel pain for up to 2 minutes after the throat has been cut. I think we have to be really, be very balanced because this is just one study. There is a dispute among scientists, among vets, on whether animals, whether they feel pain. And when they feel pain, how can you measure that? So it should be noted that pain cannot be measured directly. Pain is a very relative concept. The methods that are used in this particular study was the EEG method, the electroencephalography method. And this method measures brain activity. So among scientists, there is a huge debate going on whether you can measure whether brain activity has anything to do with pain. Brain activity, some scientists say, is separate to pain, and it should not be confused with each other. So if you look at, for example, the FDA, the US FDA, or the EMA, the European Medicines Agency, when they want to provide approval for a new painkiller, they do not accept EEG, brain activity, as evidence that a drug is efficient or not. So it's really interesting that even the EMA and the FDA do not, accept this particular method to measure pain. So how can we then accept this particular, study that itself is kind of, the argument is flawed there. So I think we have to look into the broader context, and that is that, people have different religions and faiths, and provided that we do not infringe anybody's human fundamental rights, I think they should have the, choice. And as Muslims, as I said, we as Muslims, we accept the majority of us, we accept stunned meat. But there are also Muslims that do not. But the Jewish community, nobody accepts stunned meat there. And I think we should be, very fair, that we should be very careful that when certain issues arise and they could be, they could somehow infringe someone's human fundamental right, we should be very careful in, coming to a conclusion and really study the issue very deeply before we come to a particular conclusion, whether it should happen or not.
Well, one of course can quibble over the science, but that's quite a leap, though, to go from that there's only one study and maybe we need more studies to prove this concept about how much animals feel pain to we're violating someone's fundamental human rights. The motivation would seem to be the rights of animals and how much discomfort an animal suffers when they're being slaughtered.
The truth is that animals, when they are, killed, It's not a pleasant, concept, a pleasant idea, but it has been going on for many, many, centuries since early history, a human recorded history. But I don't think we should ban, the meat industry. We obviously need to make sure that animal welfare is important. And within European legislation, all abattoirs, slaughterhouses, implement European legislation that that ensures animal welfare rights, And when they allow stunning, when certain abattoirs and slaughterhouses within the parameter, of course, of the law of the country, they allow for stunning, they don't just allow it, for the sake of it. There are very strict processes and procedures, SOPs, that are implemented to ensure that even if the stunning is not given, that the whole process is very swift, is very fast, and it is least painful for the animal. And there are actually every abattoir and slaughterhouse, whether the animals are stunned, whether they're not stunned, whether they are killed by slaughtered by a Muslim, by a Jew, or anyone else for that matter, there are always vets present. Vets are always present at that time, and not only one. There are many vets present in the abattoir at the place where the slaughtering takes place, but also at the processing, the whole line when the meat is deboned, etc. So they are continuously monitoring everything, and they are there if any vet feels that an animal has been slaughtered or has been killed in a very inhumane way, they make note of that.
And that can be reported. I'm afraid we've run out of time, but thank you so much for speaking with us today, Umar. That was Sheikh Umar Al-Qadri, Chair of the Irish Muslim Peace and Integration Council. You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. We're going to take a break after that. The anti-spit hood.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With the Dacia range. Drive away today with no payments for the first 3 months.